This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's news to pass on about banking and pot, to be totally upfront about it. Eric Holder, the Attorney General of these United States, said yesterday he thinks marijuana sellers in states where it's legal ought to be able to use the banking system. He's working on some new guidelines, he said. No timeline provided for those. But in the meanwhile, as Sally Herships reports, marijuana retailers continue to pay a high price in a cash economy.
Great news for retailers selling recreational marijuana in Colorado legally. Business is good. Tim Cullen is co-owner of Evergreen Apothecary and Colorado Harvest Company.
We have over 100 employees at this point. We lease 6 different buildings.
There's just one drawback to selling all that cannabis. It's all the cash. According to federal law, marijuana is illegal, so banks won't take retailers' money, which means businesses like Cullen's have to find a workaround.
We use a third party that we pay pretty substantial fees to that allows us to have access to bank accounts.
Are you basically like renting an account from someone, or what? At a third party sounds sort of vague and mysterious.
Right, I'm going to leave it at vague and mysterious because I need to keep my bank accounts open.
But most marijuana sellers are stuck with cash only, according to Taylor West with the National Cannabis Industry Association.
People are literally having to bring bags of cash in to pay licensing fees, state taxes, even utility bills that can run in the thousands of dollars a month.
Then there's the safety issue.
We have heard of members that have to use decoy cars and multiple people leaving at the same time and going in different directions.
But all the retailers still have to pay state sales tax. Until the rules change, the Colorado Department of Revenue says it does accept cash. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.